Good morning. We're considering Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos, the Kol Test. We're talking about various types of malachas, which there is a subjective component, which when one is lacking that subjective thought process, it removes the status of the malacha totally. So Rabbi Ribi, in his Sefer, in the first volume, he has a section called The Principles of Malachas Machshavos. He has a very nice list of these types of malachas, which go under this category. So the first example he gives is mechatech. So cutting something to the size. A person takes an item and cuts it to a specific size for a specific purpose. That's a malacha mechatech. If he has no intent to cut it to any size for any type of usage, it's not mechatech. It's cutting something purposelessly, which is not a malacha at all. So a person has the example he gives, a person takes a straw and cuts it to shorten it to be able to use it for the purpose of drink better. That'll be the malacha mechatek, is cutting something to size for usage purposes. That doesn't apply when a person has no intent at all. The malacha of Masartate was to draw some type of a line, either for the purposes of writing, using it as a line for writing. In a Sefer Torah, we make these depressions with some type of blunt instrument, which gives us sirtut, which the surfer then uses to write from. He writes underneath the line. Or it could be a person's working, cutting an item, and he wants to put a marking where to cut the wood. That's the malacha masarte. He's making a marking for a purpose of some type of action afterwards. So a person just happens to make some type of a line of that sort, not for measuring or for guiding purposes, that would not be the malacha of masarte at all. It's not the malacha at all. Now, there are certain malachas which are somewhere in the middle. So we gave an example of bona or makapatish. So there are scenarios of bona and makapatish, which physically the person has completed the item. There's an actual person puts pieces together and builds something. He says, well, he didn't have intent to build anything, but that's going to be objectively he created some type of an object. He took the pieces of a model airplane and put them together and glued them together. So he did the malacha bona b'kelim, whether he had intent or not. See, he doesn't want to use it as an airplane. He just wants to use it as pieces of wood for a paperweight because it's heavy. So that wouldn't make a difference what his intent is. It would be arguably, at worst, malacha genesrik l'gufa. But in the scenario which we gave, where something which objectively, an act of pulling splinter of a piece of wood is not objectively an act of making a toothpick, unless one intends it to be so. So that's an example of things which overlap in both directions. Tosis in Shabbos and Dachan Gimel, moving on to another example, Tosis Shabbos and Gimel on the base, says a fascinating idea. If a person is pruning a tree, so the Gemara says a person is pruning a tree, he's over the malacha of kotzer, because he's taking he's over the malacha of zarei or neteya, planting, because by pruning he helps the tree grow. The Gemara says if he has intent to use the wood to feed to his animal or for firewood, so he'll be over the malach of kotzer as well. He's reaping something. Tosha says if a person does not have intent to use the wood which he's taking off, either for fire or to feed an animal or something of that sort, if he has no intent to use the wood at all, it's not kotzer at all. It's not kotzer, which is Rosh Hashanah Miskavin, it's not kotzer. The malach of kotzer is taking something with intent to use it. That's the idea of being kosher something. The process of reaping is to detach it from its source where it grows, to use the item. Over here, the person has no use for the item. He's just taking it to help it grow. He has no intent to use it at all. That's not the malach of kosher at all. So here's another example. A person goes into a field and pulls off an apple. Where his intent is irrelevant. It was an act of people taking up an apple, because an apple is a food which people use. So the person's intent is going to be not definitional in the malacha. but if a person would something of this sort, which is not necessarily automatically used, whether you plan to use it or not, will define whether it's a malacha or not a malacha at all. A few more examples. He gives a few more examples. We'll do that in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.